A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Marlins Park, the second of four between the Marlins and the Phillies, a matchup between right-hander Nick Pivetta and left-hander Dylan Peters, who was making his Major League Baseball debut. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for Dylan Peters tonight, making his Major League debut, a night he will never forget. What a performance. But for the Marlins, another very frustrating night in the end as they come up short. Rough night at the plate, and they lose again to the Phillies. Their fifth straight loss. Phillies win it 2-1. Marlins' bats have been very quiet lately. They have really struggled with men in scoring position. They were looking for a spark tonight, having lost four straight, three in Washington and one here last night against the Phillies. And they got that spark. It was provided by 25-year-old Dylan Peters, making his Major League debut, making the jump from Double-A to the big leagues tonight. In the first inning, he was in early trouble. He walked the first batter he faced, Cesar Hernandez. Hernandez, though, was erased on a fielder's choice ground ball off the bat of Freddie Galvis. And with Galvis having hit into the first out of Dylan Peters' career, with Reese Hoskins at the plate, for Peters, another first.
The pitch swung on and missed, and Dylan Peters struck him out. Hoskins down on strikes for out number two, and that is the first Major League strikeout for Dylan Peters.
When Tommy Joseph singled, the Phillies had two on with two out, but Peters came back with his second career strike. I got Michael Franco to finally bring a close to a 22-pitch first inning. Phillies threatened, but they didn't score. Now, in the bottom of the first, the Marlins had a golden opportunity right out of the gate against Nick Pivetta, who's got an ERA well up over 9 since the All-Star break. The Marlins loaded the bases with nobody out in the first inning. A single by D. Gordon, back-to-back walks to Stanton and Yelich. Had a chance to have a big first, but Marcelo Ozuna hit a screaming liner right at the first baseman, Tommy Joseph, for the first out, 108 miles per hour off the bat. Then J.T. Realmuto struck out for the second out. So after the bases loaded with nobody out, suddenly the bases were loaded with two outs. Brian Anderson to the plate for his first ever Major League at bat, and the Marlins caught a break.
Here's the pitch, and it shoots by to the backstop. Here comes D streaking home from third, slides in safely, and on a wild pitch, the Marlins get a run. 1-0 Marlins.
But that would be it. Anderson grounded out in his first bat. So after loading the bases with nobody out, Miami just the one run against Pivetta in the first, and a 1-0 lead. Peters would settle in. He got a couple of strikeouts in the second inning, set down the side in order, allowed a walk, but then got a double play ball in the third. Struck out the first man, Hoskins, retired three straight in the fourth inning. So through three and a half, he was pitching with a 1-0 lead. He retired 9 of 10. In the bottom of the fourth with one out, it was Brian Anderson's to get a chance to get in on the night of first. Anderson batting against Nick Pivetta. 3-2 to Anderson. Bouncing ball to the right of the second baseman. Lunging for it. Up with it. Hernandez throws to first. Not in time. An infield hit. Brian Anderson's first hit in the major leagues. That's one he'll never forget. It's got the baseball. Nice souvenir. So the Marlins had a one-out base runner, but Anderson will be left at second base after A.J. Ellis grounded to third and Mike Aviles hit a fly ball to left. In the sixth inning, the Phillies threatened against Dylan Peters. Peters got the first two men, but then he walked Reese Hoskins. And after Tommy Joseph singled, the Phillies had two on with two outs, and Brian Anderson displayed his glove.
He sets, he delivers, and it's hit on the ground, and diving to his left, getting it as Anderson throws down to second, got the out at second base. Peters made the pitch, Anderson made the play, diving to his left, stopped that ball from going through into left field. That would have tied the game. And Joseph is forced at second base, 5-4.
Well, in the seventh inning, still in a 1-0 game, Peters struck out the first man, Nick Williams, but Williams reached safely on a wild pitch. That was strikeout number 6 for Dylan Peters. Then he struck out Pedro Florimon for out number 1 in the seventh inning, his 7th K. When Jorge Alfaro hit into a fielder's choice, Williams was raced at second base. So with two outs in the seventh, the pitch count mounting, Peters faced the tying man at first, and he went after pinch hitter Ty Kelly. The 1-2 to Kelly. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 8 strikeouts over 7 scoreless. What a Major League debut for Dylan Peters. Dylan Peters, 7 innings of 3-hit shutout ball in his first ever big league start. He walked 3 tonight, struck out 8, 91 pitches, 54 strikes. 7 scoreless in his Major League debut. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So the Marlins handed that 1-0 lead to their bullpen. The bats went silent. Miami didn't have a base runner after a one-out single by D. Gordon in the fifth inning. Marlins would not have another base runner in this game against Pivetta, who went 6-4 hits in a run, and then the Phillies bullpen. Meanwhile, the Phillies had a chance in the eighth inning against Kyle Bearclaw, a one-out single to Freddie Galvis, a pass ball and a wild pitch got him all the way to third base with two outs, but Bearclaw was able to get Tommy Joseph on a fly ball into the right field corner. Stanton was able to track it down, and the Phillies left the tying man 90 feet away in the eighth. So seven scoreless for Peters. Bearclaw, a shutout eighth inning. Brad Ziegler came on to pitch the ninth. Brad into this one, since becoming the Marlins' closer on August 1st, was 9-for-9 in save chances. He had worked 13 scoreless innings in the month of August, but now it's September, and unfortunately, it's a new month, some new results for Ziegler. The inning began with a double by Michael Franco. So the Phillies down 1-0 at the tying man at second, nobody out in the ninth. Nick Williams with a ground ball to first base. That got the man to third with one out. Pedro Florimon walked, putting runners to the corners. So a double play ball would have gotten Ziegler and the Marlins out of the ninth inning. And you had a double play candidate at the plate in the catcher Jorge Alfaro, but Alfaro didn't cooperate.
The set by Ziegler. He checks the runner at third. Here's the 0-1. And a ball poked on a line down the right field line. That's going to get down. Home to score. The tying run from third is Franco. Over to third base is Florimon. And on a hit by Jorge Alfaro. Off the end of the bat, an opposite field single down the right field line. The Phillies have tied it in the ninth inning at one against Brad Ziegler. And Dylan Peters cannot win the game in his major league debut.
So Ziegler with his first blown save in 10 tries since taking over as the Marlins closer after the A.J. Ramos trade. Now it was a 1-1 game, and the Marlins are hoping to get back to the dugout tied with a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth. However, that would not happen. First and third, still only one out for Andres Blanco.
Here's the pitch, and a ball bounced slowly to the right side. Charged by D. Only plays at first base. They get it out there, and the go-ahead run scores. And now the Phillies take a 2-1 lead here in the ninth inning.
That was out number two. Cesar Hernandez would strike out for the third out, but in the ninth, Ziegler allowed two hits, two runs. He walked a man, struck out one. He had his first blown save since taking over as the closer, and the Phillies took a 2-1 lead into the bottom of the ninth. Hector Neris on to pitch. Marlins had the heart of the lineup coming up, Yelich, Ozuna, and Realmuto, but Neris made it look easy. Yelich a ground ball to second for the first out. Yelly went 0-for-3 with a walk tonight. Ozuna struck out. He was 0-for-4, two Ks and a double play ball. And then JT Realmuto bounced back to the pitcher to end it. JT went 0-for-4 in this one. Giancarlo was hitless tonight, 0-for-2, a couple of walks. So the 2-3-4-5 men, Stanton, Yelich, Ozuna, and Realmuto, combining to go hitless in this ball game. As the Phillies score twice in the ninth against Ziegler to spoil it, they win it 2-1 despite the brilliant debut by Dylan Peters. For Philadelphia, two runs, six hits, no errors, eight runners left on base. For Miami, a run on four hits, no errors. The Marlins strand four. Juan Nicasio in his Phillies debut picks up the win. 1-0 for Philadelphia, 3-5 overall this year. He got the last out in the bottom of the eighth. Brad Ziegler, a blown save and the loss. He falls to 1-3. For Hector Neris, his second save in as many nights is 18th on the season. Time of the game was 2 hours 44 minutes. And we played this one in front of 17,998 here at Marlins Park. Phillies even the season series at 7-7 with the win. They've won 8 of the last 14 now. Philadelphia, with baseball's worst record, improves to 51-83. Now Major League worst, 23-46 on the road after back-to-back wins here over the Marlins. Meanwhile, Miami's lost five straight, matching a season high. Third five-game losing streak of the season, May 8th through the 13th, three at home against the Cardinals, two at home against the Braves, May 15th through the 19th, three at home against the Astros, two in L.A. against the Dodgers. Now they've lost five in a row, three at Washington and two here against the Phillies, matching their longest losing streak of the year. Marlins are 66-68 now after they'd been three over. They fall to 35-31 here at Marlins Park.
Phillies upend the Marlins in Game 2. Game 3 comes your way tonight at 7:10. Dan Straley versus Aaron Nola this evening. It's a 7:10 first pitch. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.